If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of That's All Funny. Yeah, this is another episode. Yeah. Episode 538. If you're keeping count. I'm pretty sure I'm on a roll doing this every day. I haven't can't stop, won't stop. And you can't stop. Yeah, and you won't stop. And I don't know me. That Miley Cyrus song when she got raunchy. Hey everyone. I'm just here chilling. I got paid Friday. I got paid today, like at 1 or 2 in the morning, right? And I'm already like broke, you know. I had a lot of bills to pay. I'm trying to, you know, keep all my bills paid, my insurance paid, everything taken care of that needs to be taken care of. And I'm like, man, okay. And then, you know, I had to buy book or my school paid for like a certain amount of my books, but I had to pay like the difference. And so that was like a pretty like hit in the gut there. I was like, fuck. And then I bought my sister's her birthday. So I bought her tickets to go see Whitney Cummings. So hopefully that's fun. They were pretty cheap though. Like they weren't expensive. They were like with tax, like $75 for 2 tickets. So it's not bad. Hopefully she has fun with that because she's been on a kick of like seeing live events. And Whitney Cummings, I mean, for that price, yeah, why not, you know? That's pretty cool for her. I wanted to get her something like that. And then, just trying to survive buying groceries and existing. It's tough out there, man. I hope Biden, from his state of the dress, gives us some fucking money because, like, it's all going to, you know, Ukraine and Israel and Gaza. That's what bugs me is like, I get like with the Israel Gaza. Okay, I'm on like, I've always said since the beginning, I'm on Israel's side, right? And regardless of whatever side you are on, right, or whoever's wrong or right, they're still going to war. But the U.S. like wants to not pick sides, and they want to help both people, but like, how can you like give money to both sides or help both sides in a war where they're with each other? Like that doesn't make sense, you know. Like at least with the Ukraine Russia thing, there's a clear to the U.S. a clear who they want to support and a clear who they don't want to support, right? Like, oh, we'll help this person to fight that person. We won't fight with them, but we'll help them fight. But with Gaza and Israel or Palestine, Israel or whatever, they're like helping both sides. So it's like, what are you doing? You just want them to keep like fight forever, da, 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 fight forever. I don't know. Whatever. What do I know? I'm not a war. It never changes. I'm not a war person. Although Fallout, I did see that Fallout. I didn't watch the trailer yet. I need to watch it, but I do like Fallout, the game. I remember watching my buddy Tony. Shout out to Tony. He's out there. Who's too lock? I remember watching Tony play all of like Fallout 3. At least the majority of it. He played the shit out of it. Like every DLC and all that. He's like, bongo, bongo, bongo. I don't want to leave the Congo. No. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Or, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. I'm hyped about any video game. I don't know, anything coming out that looks cool. like that Borderlands movie sounds interesting, even though I wasn't really into Borderlands. And I don't know, like, why not, you know? But whatever, let's move on to the news. I wanted to talk about some of the weird news going on here. Hold on, let me yeah. Beverly Hills, that's where I wanna be. Beverly Hills. I don't know how you could like that song. It's not good. And the only Weezer album I really like is Maladroit. I mean, the Red album's okay too. I've talked about it. But Maladroit is fucking good. I hate that people kind of shit on it, even though it's like really good, the whole album. That's a good Weezer album. Anyways, five Beverly Hills middle school students expelled following AI-generated nude photo scandal. So five egregiously involved eighth grade students, I don't know, did some stuff. They victimized 16 students by the AI-generated nude photos. Okay, so I guess these students created nude AI-generated pictures of certain people, which it's weird that it's not saying, like, what genders and what, you know? So, like, in my head, you would assume it was five boys doing it to, like, all the girls. But it could have been girls doing it to girls, or half and half doing it to half and half, like... You know what I mean? Like, there's really no gender at this point. Like, you could do some mean girl shit where girls are messing with, like, other girls or something, right? But, of course, it's not going to say because they're students, so it's not going to really, you know, put out all the details on that, right? But it is, I don't know, like, it's crazy how this technology is getting like that where... you could do that and you don't know if it's real or not, or you immediately assume it's not real, which is the better assumption, I think. But, you know, using it to, like, embarrass people like this, or I don't know, it's not right morally, right? I don't know about legally, whatever, but it is against, I'm sure, the school policy. So of course they're going to get expelled. I don't know. It's kids being kids, but that's where, like, the adults should come step in, like the parents for sure, and be like, hey, don't do that. Like, if you don't want that done to, like, yourself or your mom or your sister or your brother, you know, like, you know, treat other people the way you want to be treated. I don't know. It's tricky. I wouldn't use this as, like, a reason to, oh, we need to stop AI. This is gonna, you know, the downfall of society. Like, it's just not, it's almost like the mean girls with the mean book, like embarrassing girls, or that one scene in Carrie where they, like, throw tampons at her in the shower because she started bleeding or something, which I always I don't know why I think of that scene every now and then, like, god, dude, girls are, I mean, kids are terrible, right? But girls, I feel like especially, could be really mean. Since they're not really supposed to, you know, compared to boys. It's more typical for boys, but girls can be mean. But yeah, treat others the way you want to be treated. Keep track of your children. Have them make better moral decisions. At least if you're doing things morally incorrect, let them know, hey, I'm not a good person. The things that I'm doing are wrong. You shouldn't be doing them. You know what I mean? That's what I do with my niece. I tell her, like, hey, the things I do, or the way I act, or the opinions I have may not necessarily be right, or they may not be, you know, good opinions, but I'm not a good person, so don't, you know, take them as truth, I feel, you know. Disclaimer, right? Here's another, I don't know, there's no segue here. Founder of DC... LGBTQ nonprofit arrested on fraud and money laundering charges. That's pretty cool. The FBI arrested the founder of a Washington, D.C. nonprofit that served homeless LGBTQ youth on money laundering and fraud charges. That's pretty cool. Yeah, she looks like Yolanda Saldivar. Oh, please, put that stupid bitch fucking killing Selena. Yeah, it's stupid fucking whore. Ruby Corrado allegedly transferred at least 150,000 in emergency relief funds intended for Casa Ruby to private bank accounts in El Salvador and hid it from the IRS, according to U.S. Attorney Office for D.C. She had received more than 1.3 million in funding from the Paycheck Protection Program and the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. See, that's where the hustle should have been. Like, we really, that's what I should have done. Like, made this into a business and then gotten money for it, you know? When she found out she was under investigation, became public in 2022, she sold her home in Maryland and fled to El Salvador. That's pretty cool. FBI agents arrested Corrado at a hotel in Laurel, Maryland, Tuesday. Bank fraud carries a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison. Yeah, that's how you do it. I mean, but I bet you she could have kept going along with it if she paid her taxes. Like, they let all these people do this shit all the time, but pay your taxes. Like, they don't care if you launder money. They don't care if you do all this shit or steal from people or whatever. But if you don't pay your taxes, that's where you, they're like, nah, we're coming for you. Like, full force, you know? So that's where she fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked up. There's no segues today. I'm just NASA's Europa Jupiter mission will be packed with humanity's messages. NASA said Friday the Europa Clipper Jupiter mission, set to launch in October, will carry profound messages from humanity as it gathers scientific data to determine if there are life-supporting conditions. It will be headed to Jupiter's moon Europa. Public a silicon ship with more than 2.6 million names submitted by the public is included as the centerpiece of a bottle amid the Jovian system. It's a message in the bottle campaign that invited those names to be submitted, along with a poem in praise of mystery, a poem from Europa. It includes the Drake equation etched onto the plate and features waveform engravings of the word water in 103 languages. I guess, I mean, this is kind of cool, but so it'll fly by Jupiter's moon 50 times to gather data. If successful, it'll help scientists understand ocean worlds like Europa. I mean, you know, that's cool. I'm all for like these robot type drone exploration things, you know, that you could kind of, okay, let's have it go. Let's forget about it for a few years and then, oh shit, you know, we hear it coming down, or we hear it beaming back, you know, shit, which I'm for it, but then it's kind of scary too, because what if like you hear someone on the other end, you know, it's that's kind of scary. I mean, exciting, but then scary too, because you don't know who or what. And because as America, we're gonna like every movie, we're gonna consider any unearthly beings as threats. Like, that just goes without saying. Like, if that were to really happen, right, we would immediately like do kind of what they did in District 9 and try to imprison them, study them, and then take their weapons, like, because we're gonna want their weapons, you know. Of course. But I don't know, this reminds me when it said like circling Jupiter. I know like there was this girl I used to work with who would go and like circle her ex-boyfriend's house like all the time just to see if he was like if there was another woman's car there or if he was a somewhere else cheating on her and shit, even though they weren't together. But that's how Mexican women are. They're very they're like detectives, and then they're very territorial about their men. But you know, that's I love Latin women. I want to marry one. I think they're the one you marry. Every other race is like just a fetish. A Latin woman is the way to go for like to settle down, you know. Even though they're just as crazy, they're not the craziest. I'll say that.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's another not segue thing. Bitcoin rises to record high over 70,000. And I mean, I was looking at the thing, which it's taken like years to get that high. I don't know where it was like at the beginning. I don't know if I bought Bitcoin before. I'm trying to think if I have. I might have bought like a little bit of it just whenever the GameStop shit was going down, and it was like, you know, kind of cool to have crypto. I might have. And then I remember buying Ethereum when that was kind of cool. But man, those gas fees are fucking horse shit. You know, like it was like the majority of it. Because I know me and my buddy Retro Horror Inc. were trying to get in on that, you know, what is it, minting of NFTs and shit. And when that was like real big at the boom of it, and I don't know, it was just tough, you know, because the fees really like were a lot. And then how it changed at different times, like with traffic, network traffic and stuff, like fuck this shit, like I'd rather just steal from a store and make money like that than steal from people like this. But you know, whatever, to each his own. If you bought Bitcoin when it was like a dollar, good for you. Or if you have it locked on a hard drive somewhere and you don't know the password, that sucks for you, but that's kind of like some Wishmaster shit. Speaking of money, there's a little fucking segue there. Gold prices hit a record high. Here's why. And I like how this article, gold is weird. You can't really do much with it. It's not kind of commodity that's top of the mind for many industries, but it's shiny. I don't know, man. Gold's pretty useful. Like, they use it in a lot of electronics and circuitries and shit. So I don't know what this article's trying to say. Gold is very useful. It's like a, you know, conductor or whatever. It's used in circuits. They fucking melt down shit for it, you know. So the precious metal hit $2,165 a troy ounce, which I don't know what a troy ounce is other than a regular ounce, but I mean, that's cool if you're into gold. I don't know, do I own anything in gold? I'm more into Nazi memorabilia than actual gold. I feel like that's worth more, like a Nazi coin. You get them cheaper, and then eventually, you know, once they wipe out that history, they're going to be worth a lot. But I don't know. Gold's, jewelry's not my thing. Precious metals aren't my thing. Even in Minecraft, gold is like overrated. I'd rather go with diamond or iron. Iron is fucking, that's where it's at. That's where I would put all my money in. It's iron. It's Minecraft. Oh my god, you can't do shit without iron. Iron and charcoal. Lastly here on the list, this is kind of like crazy to me. A new Uvalde report defends local police. Here are the findings that outrage some families in Texas. So here's the dude here. His name's Jesse Prado, which is kind of funny because I knew a guy named Jesse Prado that he would do what he called the Matrix, where when he was at a party, this is what I heard, because I would never go out to parties to drink. I don't drink, you know, so I would never really go out anywhere. But he would do this thing called the Matrix, where he'd bend his back all the way back, and like people would put a shot of whatever alcohol, and he'd bend all the way back and then like grab the shot and then bend back upwards and drink it, you know, like he had no spine, you know, so he could bend all the way back. I don't know if he could eat his own ass that way, you know. But I worked with him at Wendy's, he was always employee of the month, Jesse Prado. And I remember the one time I was almost gonna get employee of the month. I remember my manager, Wani, God, she's so hot. I love her. I miss her. Wani, she's the one who hired me in my first job too. And then hired me at Taco Bell for my second job. So she was great. But bless her, I hope she's doing all right. But they were gonna make me employee of the month because of like how well I had been doing, because I was a pretty damn good worker at Wendy's. And they gave it to Jesse Prado, and he would get it like every month, literally, because he was just a yes man. He was like, yes, 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 yes. And then we had all at Wendy's, we had four managers, and they were all named Maria. Literally, like all four of them were named Maria, so they all went by nicknames. And one was like Eminem, which she was like a little bitch. She looked kind of like, I hated her. She looked like the little blue dude from Cat Dog. If you've ever seen that, she looked kind of like that little blue dude, the mouse or whatever. You had Wani, who I loved. She was a great manager. She hired me. There was another one that just went by Elena, because that was her middle name. She was okay. I always consider her neutral. And then you had the one that just went by Maria, and she was like the main manager. She was like pretty overweight. And she was like, I don't know, it was hot and cold with her. Like, you could tell she was under a lot of stress because she ate a lot. And she was the main Maria, like the boss Maria, like the final form. Like, if you had all four of them and they were like the fucking, oh my God, the Ginyu Force and shit, you know what I mean? Like, they all had their different abilities. God damn, my eye, dude. My eye fucking won't. Like, it's burning. It just won't stop. That's what I get for being diabetic. But why am I going on this tangent about Jesse Prado? Anyways, yeah. Long story short, Jesse Prado ended up like dying because of, I think, drinking so much, like his liver. And I remember they posted onto like his Facebook, like, "Oh, rest in peace, brother," or whatever, their family. And they had a picture, a selfie of him on his like deathbed, and he looked like real bad. like he's all yellow and connected to all these tubes and just there. Like, it was real bad. But it was like, you know, when Facebook people would do that on Facebook, like they would share photos like that, and it was just like, why would you do that? Like, please don't share photos of me like on my deathbed, in the worst condition, to where this is how people are going to remember me. But anyways, so this article, like, I won't really touch on it, but like, I went on that tangent about Jesse Prado, but this article saying this guy Jesse Prado is an investigator who's saying that the cops for the Uvalde shooting did appropriately, like they responded correctly, and he didn't see anything wrong with it, which universally everyone else says, like, no, they took too long, they didn't follow like the protocol for a shooter and this and that. So it's pretty ridiculous, like, that you have this one dude, he's like the one dude, like, when all the critics universally say a movie's great, he's like the one dude that's like, well, I didn't think it was that great, it kind of sucked, I didn't think fucking Oppenheimer was, you know, I didn't really like Oppenheimer or something. Like, he's the one dude that'll give like the movie that everyone's giving 4 stars 2 stars or 1 star, you know, just for the sake of it. But I don't know, it's just like, of course you're gonna get shit talked to you if you're gonna say, oh no, the cops acted right with the killing of 19 children and 2 teachers. Yeah, the cops were appropriate in all this, trying to you know, they had all this armor and firepower, but they backed down because they didn't know what they were up against. But they were getting calls, of live calls of people, of kids telling them like what was going on, and they thought certain things were locked, but they weren't locked. And it was just all fucked up. Like, it was handled so incorrectly. Like, anyone will tell you. The most retarded people will tell you that that was handled so incorrectly. And this dude's like, nah, they did what anyone else would do. You know, like, no, you're not right there, buddy. Sorry. Like, you're on a playing devil's advocate. And yeah, like, you don't want to do that with this situation, buddy. Sorry. I'm sorry, but yeah, you're a piece of shit, but whatever, you know, I'm a piece of shit too, but not, at least not to your level, you know, so shame on you. And rest in peace to Jesse Pro. He's doing the Matrix up on in heaven somewhere. I don't know, probably. Or he wasn't like a good person, so I don't know if he's in heaven. Maybe he's right now like in what is it, purgatory, like where they burn you of your sins, you know. It's like in the middle ground, but whatever. Maybe he's just haunting Wendy's right now, or Taco Bell. He's probably right in the middle, because Taco Bell's right next to Wendy's. He's probably right in the middle, haunting them both in the parking lot. If you you can hear him in your drive-through headset, and if you have it, you know, set at a certain frequency, he's just like, ah, Matrix. No, I don't know. Whatever, whatever, man. I don't know. That's all funny. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. That's all funny. It's available anywhere. Podcast available. Search That's All Funny. Good podcast with my buddy Gabe. That's All Kayfabe. It's all about wrestling and other funny stuff. Check that out on Mondays. That's on something. That's All Kayfabe. Podcast available. If you want to see video formats of these, check out the YouTube channel. Like and subscribe there. YouTube.com/@LorenzoAriola. I do videos like gameplay, gaming, indie games, other shit. And I do a live show with the beautiful Mint Salad called Tits and Areolas. That's on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, where we talk about a movie we watch and then play a little game. It's fun, and she's great. If you want to see older episodes of that or archived episodes, check out either of our Patreons. If you want to support this podcast, check out patreon.com/LorenzoAriola. $5 a month gets you everything, early episodes, bonus stuff, ad-free episodes. If you support the podcast, or if you want to buy any merchandise, check out the website www.retrohorrorinc.com. You can buy t-shirts, prints, stickers. We just want to commission some great art from a great artist that does all the art for the show at Retro Horror Inc. on Instagram, the Bret Hart of graphic art. I want to thank my Patreon supporters. Thank all the listeners, the subscribers. Take care. Bye.